You talked about it this morning at breakfast, needing an honest effort from your team. You addressed the group, Richard, saying, we need 2 points tonight, better be ready. And despite an early goal against, didn't seem like that frazzled your group whatsoever, and they responded, and they looked ready and scored four and answered on to a 4-1 win.
Yeah, I think, Talon would want that first one back. It was just it was kind of a fluky goal, but, you know, we talked about before the game how important 2 points would be, and, you know, now it makes that point last night even look better. So, you know, our ultimate goal now is to get 5 or 6 out of this road trip, but I thought from the goaltending out to our young defensemen, you know, through our young lineup up front with, Max Kriske and Liam Ryan and Reed Purpaluk, that everybody did the right things, and that's why, you know, at times it seems easy when you buy into a system, but, you know, everybody today was really good.
Yeah, let's gush about the young guys. You know, you talked about the back end, just one goal against, you know, 35 shots against tonight. A lot of those from the outside, so chances were probably limited in your estimation. You saw some great work by, you know, the Jack Sanders of the world. Jonas Harkins got more ice time. Cole Moberg tonight. What did you see from your young defensemen tonight? Because they look very comfortable back there.
You know, they're starting to come within. You know, with our leaders, with, you know, Chalowski and Schottler and Lacusta, with the loss of Anderson here for a while, that they really have to step up and play the minutes that we need them to. And, you know, for our simple guys, as, Harkins, Moberg, Sander, and, Cope when he's in the lineup, yeah, that we just have to keep it simple and make sure that, you know what, a simple D to forward pass is good enough. And, you join the rush from there, and then, you know, learning to pinch at the right time. If you have that F3 and you have the support correctly, that, yeah, you have the green light to pinch, but if it's not there, then you just back out and play it as a, you know, a 2-on-2 or a 3-on-2.
What'd you see structurally from your team that you like? Because really you frustrated Red Deer ever since that one goal they had. They didn't have a ton of good looks in the offensive end. It seemed like they're the outside for the most part as well. What did you like from your team when you didn't have the puck?
For me, it was our neutral zone. Our neutral zone was really good today. We didn't turn pucks over in the high-risk areas, and at the end of a change, and if pucks had to get deep, they got deep, and then our wingers just inside our blue line, when pucks had to get out, they got out, and that, that really wrecks a transition game for the opposing team when it's done properly.
You know, it's funny. There's an old term in hockey. We talked about this pregame. You know, greasy road effort is needed sometimes, and you don't want to call it greasy because it is a win, but is this just an example, as a teaching tool, I guess, because you were preaching a simplified approach after last night? Some mistakes were being made after overhandling the puck, and there you see the buy-in tonight from the group.
Yeah, 100%. You know, our leaders took over right from the drop of the puck, and we knew what we had to do, and it kind of just funneled throughout the rest of our lineup all the way down to the kids. And, you know, from our defense with Chalowski, Lacusta, and Schottler back there, and then, you know, Tavin and Ett. I thought everybody was good. We did the right things again, and, you know, fortunately, you know, tonight with the hard work, it pays off.
You know, sometimes players play good when they're guilty. That's a term they've used in hockey, and you could maybe tell Tavin wanted that first goal back because the way he played from 57 minutes other of the game was fantastic. He made some really good stops as well. When you were down 1-0 and tied 1-1, he looked like he was motivated, and he looked at his best tonight.
Again, he's a competitor, so when something like that happens early, you know, it's just a matter of time before he rebounds. And, you know, Tavin 3 years ago probably could have went the other way, but he's matured so much in the last 2 years that I've seen him, that was a bounce back, and he knew it was his fault, but he knew that he had to play a better game. And, you know, he stood in there, and he made some big saves when he had to.
Looked very calm in the back end, juggled up some lines as well tonight. Looked like a balanced approach up front, using all four lines, as you mentioned. You talk about the veterans in a moment, but a line that looked very comfortable together was Liam Ryan, Max Kriske, and Reed Purpaluk. You got to use them more, especially in the second and third period. What'd you like about that young trio?
You know, they work hard. It's just a matter of them doing the simple things early and getting pucks deep and forechecking. And we all know with Reed's energy that if we can get the puck deep, he's going to bag bodies. And, you know, give a guy like Max Kriske, I thought he was really good in the faceoffs tonight. And then for Liam Ryan to be a right shot playing on his left wing, it's sometimes tough, not just for older guys, but even younger guys. And I thought they did a fantastic job.
You know, we talked about this pregame as well, trying to find some secondary scoring to supplement that, top line, and you maybe found a line that's going to be doing that for you. Obviously, it's one game sample size, but O'Brien had some great chemistry with Curtis and Boyd, and you saw that forecheck create the fourth goal you must be happy with what you saw from that new look combination.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, knock on wood. Let's hope this thing keeps going. But, you know, we really found a line that we like with Bethune, McDonald, and Leopard. And now, you know, with the way those three guys with Boyd, O'Brien, and Curtis play tonight, it's just chemistry. It's, again, we're 12 games into this thing. It's going to take, you know, I always say 15 to 25 guys to find out where exactly where we are. But, again, I thought everybody, we were successful tonight because of the work ethic.
Richard Mafichuk, head coach of the Cougars, joining us on the post-game show. Was an effort like this not only crucial because you won and got 2 points, but the fact that it was an efficient effort? Didn't have to overextend yourself, didn't have to play catch-up hockey for the most part. You push the pace, you control the game because you have that game tomorrow afternoon in Calgary.
Yeah, it was nice to be able to, you know, get that early one in the third there, knowing that we can go back into roll four lines to kind of conserve some energy tomorrow. I know Calgary didn't play tonight, so they'll be raring to go after a defeat here last night. But for us, again, we just got to go back. We got to play our system. We've got enough bodies now that, you know, we'll put some fresh guys in the lineup and, you know, go there and, you know, hope for 2 points, which would make 5 out of 6 a great road trip for us.
Yeah, Calgary Hitmen tomorrow afternoon, a team that was idle obviously today, and they coming off a loss last night here to Red Deer, but also hockey players have long memories, and they didn't like the outcome they had in Prince George on October the 10th, so you expect another motivated opponent tomorrow afternoon.
Well, for sure. That's, you know, that's the last thing that we're going to think about. I think our guys learned a valuable lesson that don't underestimate your opponent, especially with what Kamloops did when they came into our rink. So we know for sure that who we're playing. Calgary's a good hockey team, and we got to go in there, and we have to play our best hockey to win, knowing, you know, they won 2 out of 3 on that road trip, beating Kamloops and Kelowna. So, you know, that game is a complete the wrong reflection of what the message we're going to send tonight and then tomorrow to get ready for the game.